Close your eyes. And begin as always by taking long, slow, deep breaths in, allowing your attention and your mind to settle and focus on your breathing. Breathing in not only life-giving oxygen, but breathing in water vapor from the atmosphere, connecting with the element of water on your breath. Through the oxygen, you connect with the fire, the animating life force. So you breathe in both of these elements through the very air that you imbibe into your body. Be aware of connecting to the essence and energy, the animating life force of fire as a spark of life, literally within every cell, every atom, every molecule of your body. Take your attention within and just explore your inner world as you continue breathing. Aware of your inner world lighting up with consciousness. For the animating light of fire lives in every corner of your body, and it seeks now to make known to you that which requires transformation, for which its presence is heightened at this time. You may or may not be aware of what that required transformation is right now, and that's okay. Just connect through your breathing. Aware of the aliveness in your being. And you find yourself now within the safety of an African village. This village is built around a central tree that oversees all activities. And as you gather with other members from this community, you're aware of local members of the African tribes, of their presence, welcoming you into their sacred ceremonial space. There is an honoring of you for the work that you are doing in bridging the African and Western cultures, the meanings and purpose, and reharmonization through your very being. So you are welcomed into this place, where you feel safe. And you are introduced to the tree, for the tree forms the central point of the village. It is the place around which the village is created. The tree represents a living being to this tribe. She is the guardian of the village, of the community. And you go up to the tree and you place your hands upon the trunk and you simply connect with the essence of the tree, with the being, the spirit of the tree. Feel the aliveness and the life force moving up and down the trunk of the tree. If you are close enough and quiet enough and receptive enough, you may hear, feel, or sense a message from the tree. If not, simply give your thanks as you allow yourself to be guided to another part of the village. Where a central fire has been lit. And the fire is actually built or created from the redundant and dead branches of surrounding trees. That which is now devoid of life force and ready to be transmuted back to its original state. And there is an elder from the village, a medicine woman, tending the fire, ensuring that it burns strong and vibrant. And around the fire is a circle of stones, and then moving out from that, another wider circle of stones away from the heat of the flames. You are invited first and guided to the outer circle, where you take up your place. And you sink your feet into the sand as you connect with the African earth. This is a sacred ceremony that has been prepared just for you. For as you restore the harmony between the fire and water elements within you, so that harmonized effect finds its way out into the world. As you sink your feet into the sand, surrounding the flames of this fire in the center, you become aware of a beating of drums. Outside of the circle, the ceremony is initiated by the beating of drums that reverberate through the ground, up through your feet and into your body, synchronizing you within this space. The light dims as daylight fades to night and the flames become brighter and brighter. And above your head is a clear expanse of sky, brilliant with sparkling stars, distant suns. The burning fire of the cosmos. And the medicine woman who tended the fire brings around a bucket of pure water from a nearby spring. It is cool and fresh and untainted. And she invites you all to begin the ceremony by taking a drink of this sacred water. This water that carries information released into the underworld, into your unconscious. This pure water that sparkles with life. It gives life to your own being as its memory and information washes through your own being. Each of you takes a drink of this crystal clear water. And then one by one, you are invited up to the fire, to stand outside of the inner circle, close to the flames. And you take with you, as you walk up, to take your position in the inner circle, you take with you your intentions, your awareness for what desires or is required to be transformed at this moment in your life, what you may be aware of that is interfering with your ability to achieve or accomplish what you desire. And you stand before the flames, staring deep within the flames, as you give the intention to open the doorways to alternate realms, as you seek ancestral help and support for the processes of transmutation by fire. And you stare into the flames as they move and alter their form. And you see, as if by magic, forms of individuals appearing from the flames as the doorways are opened. And for each of you, there is an ancestral guardian, an ancestral spirit that steps forward in front of you, glowing with the heat from the fire. You can feel it burning into your skin, glowing in front of you. Be aware of the tension that arises within you. The desire to perhaps turn, run, move, or distance yourself from the discomfort of the heat as you hold this space in readiness. And the ancestral essence and energy that stands before you reflects back to you the wisdom and the understanding of your being, and shows you what is required to be transformed. And it may not be what you thought. Allow yourself to be revealed to yourself through the mediation of this ancestral being of fire. And if you are ready to enable and allow the facilitation and the purification, you create from your body, from your being, a symbolic representation of that which you are now ready to surrender to the flames. You mold it almost like an effigy from aspects of your body, from aspects of your energies and the elements that comprise you. Notice if there is a key element that is brought forth into conscious awareness in respect of this particular transformation. You may find yourself creating something of earth or something of water or of nature. However it presents symbolically, create it. Take note of how you feel as this symbolic aspect of surrender is created. And when you are truly ready to release this element, this aspect, you hand it over to the ancestral fire spirit in front of you. Still feeling and experiencing the heat, you're not allowed to move yet. Hold your space. And what you have fashioned symbolically is then handed over and placed with love into the flames of the fire. And each item that is placed within this cauldron, this alchemical cauldron of incredible heat, generates a surge within the flames as they leap up higher and brighter, lighting up the entire enclosure in which you are standing. And you watch as what you have surrendered to the fire is burned up, changing form, changing color, changing essence. The flames change from orange to green to blue, and then leap up again with vibrancy as you witness the reds and the golds. And then from deep within the flames, the ancestral guardians reach in to locate your surrendered aspects and recover them from the flames. And you witness something of such beauty that has been birthed and brought forth from the ashes, from the flames of its complete surrender. And the gift is presented back to you. And this gift represents reinforcement of a quality, of an essence, of a beingness that is restored within you. And will be restored as you embrace and embody the gift that is presented back. Take note of the symbolism, the colors, the essence of your gift. And as you absorb it back into your being, be aware of where it goes, what its actions are, what the emotions are that are generated within you, the visions and the awarenesses that emerge. And the medicine woman who has been holding the ceremonial space with sacredness and integrity now indicates that this part of the ceremony has been completed. And the ancestral energies and essences retreat back into the flames, back through the doorway. And once more, medicine woman brings her bucket of purified water around for each of you. And as she pours a small cupful into your outstretched hands, you are invited to throw the water upon the fire to quench the flames, to soothe and cool the space. But as you do so, it is with an honoring and a closure of those doors with gratitude and love and reverence for the gifts that the ancestral realms bring to ours. And you are now guided away from this enclosure, following a pathway that has been lit, down to a quiet pool that is shining under this African sky, under the bright light of a vibrant moon. The water is calm. It is a small pool. So the entire pool has been surrounded and lit by candles that glow in the dark. It is a continuation and a recognition of the inclusion of fire and light and life, the incorporation into this element of water, presented now for your healing and soothing and reharmonization as you are invited to soothe the fires that burn within you. And as if by magic, the medicine woman has appeared within this small body of water. She invites you in, one by one, and you step your toes into the water, and it's refreshingly cool. This is the same water that flows from the sacred spring that you took internally as you stood by the fire. And the water glistens almost as if from within. As you step into it, now beyond your ankles, up to your calves, you are aware of this cool, soothing essence and energy, of the water flowing and imparting its messages and its wisdom and its purity and its blessings into the water of your body, seeking resonance with that which you ingested to bring all into harmony. So you ask now for the blessing from water, for well-being and prosperity, and for focus, the focus to achieve and accomplish that which will restore or bring or enhance your well-being and your prosperity, restoring the flow of your life with clarity. You ask for this with each step you take into deeper levels and layers of this body of water, as you sink into it, up to your waist. Feeling a natural adjustment to the inner heat that your body has been experiencing. A restoration of balance through the blessings and a soothing. And the medicine woman calls upon the spirit of the water. and the spirit of the water appears. Whichever way you perceive her, it may be as glowing lights, awakening and enlivening the memories of your own unconscious, drawing the memories from your bones into your water, the memories of who you are, the blueprints of your divine seeding, emanating from your bones, carried through the water, to be perceived, experienced, and felt in your mind and heart, in your blood, in your body. Threads of light weave their way through the water in your being, interacting with the cells of every single organ. As you receive the blessing from the spirit of water. And you now allow yourself to be immersed in this water up over your head. And even though it is nighttime, the water itself is so clear. In the reflected light of the candles and the moon, there is such peace. And knowingness. As you ask for the next relevant step to be taken in your life, allow the awareness to float up in your consciousness. From the very cells of your being. For the pathway that is yours is blessed. The pathway that is yours is a light. And is facilitated by the transmuted gifts of fire. And by following this pathway, you assist in restoring harmony to the elements in the more expanded world. Allow yourself to float in this water. As you find and become aware now of other members of this tribal community, sharing flowers, scattering petals and fragrant blooms onto the surface of the water in honor of the spirit of water and in honor of your journey and your role. Fragrant night blooms of flowers that have no name. A fragrance that infuses your skin, your hair, and is breathed into your being. And once more you become aware of the vibration and the sound of drums in the distance. Drums from the community, heralding the completion of the ceremony. As you are now guided out to the pool of water, purified, soothed, cleansed, reharmonized, focused. And you're guided back across the sand into the enclosure where you're now surrounded by the tribe who spend a few moments dancing around you, honoring you. You as an honorary member of their community. Just spend a few moments experiencing the joy of their expression and the joy in your own experience. And holding their hands in front of them, they now bow down before you as they back away, indicating that your time has come to return to this world. And you in turn bow down to them, to the medicine woman, for the gift of her facilitation, to the members of the community for their support, to the tree for holding the space for this community to bear witness to your transformation. You bow to the drummers who held the beat and kept the pulse active. And you turn and leave the village, taking a deep breath as you find yourself on a path that directs you back to this place and space. To this now moment, this now time. And with a deep breath in, you prepare to open your eyes and return restored to this world. And when you're ready, open your eyes and welcome back.